The use of psychedelics to treat mental health is gaining momentum, including a new research center at Massachusetts General Hospital. Last night, MGH officially launched its Center for the Neuroscience of Psychedelics. The guest speaker was a member of the center's advisory board, author Michael Pollan.
There's a general recognition that we've got some really unsatisfactory pharmaceutical agents, and that we have a lot of mental illness that's not being treated successfully. And the openness to innovation that I never expected to find is really quite profound. And the beginning of the center is, I think, one more indication of that.
Openness to psychedelics, especially among some longtime psychiatrists, did not always come easy. The director of the new center, MGH psychiatrist Dr. Jerry Rosenbaum, says right about when Pollan made headlines with his book about psychedelics 3 years ago, even Rosenbaum had reservations about their use.
There would be some people who would associate the word psychedelics with the controversies in the 60s and their first instinct, in fact, similar to mine, when I was had a friend who started asking me about it, and my responses were what you would expect from an old psychiatrist. And this was probably 3 years ago. I said all the stereotyped myths about psychedelics that you would expect, but I said them with authority. And then, I was gently led into a world of testimonials and small studies, and my own clinical focus in the latter parts of my career has been on patients with treatment-resistant depression. I got curious, and I've had lots of experience in the course of my career being enthusiastic about novel approaches that worked well until I studied them. So I do take that perspective into the game, but, also with the optimism and hope that we'll find new ways to help people we haven't been able to help.
MGH is among other major teaching hospitals around the country establishing centers to look into psychedelics and mental health. What will the focus at MGH be?
Our focus in the center is perhaps a little different than lots of the activity that's going on at other centers and around the world. We're pretty convinced that there's a story there, that these drugs do change the brain or allow the brain to change in a way that can be helpful for those who suffer psychiatric disorders. But our focus is really on how it does that. So we're more interested in mechanism of action, in determining what it is that these substances do that appear to create a window of opportunity to make changes. A phenomenon broadly covered under the term of neuroplasticity.
And so then, are you saying that the center will be more focused on research as opposed to clinical work?
Right. So it's not a clinical center yet. I mean, we are a clinical institution. And so we will be treating patients in clinical research, but really aim to understand what's happening in their brain, what's happening at the cellular level. How can we learn from that to be more sophisticated in using these new tools or new tools that we will develop?
Are there specific substances or conditions that you're going to be looking at?
In the beginning, our studies that are planned sometime later this year are psilocybin and MDMA. The center has broad aspirations to involve itself in understanding mechanism of action and effects of an array of substances, including many that are not in use.
Aren't those substances considered illegal drugs at the moment? And how does that work?
They're not legal for prescribing. You can't set up a clinic and deliver them to patients. But I can study them with the right permissions from regulatory agencies and review boards.
I wonder what you say to folks who might ask, well, how does the use of these substances in a clinical setting differ from recreational use?
Well, first of all, the drugs are not given as drugs. They're given as facilitators of a psychotherapy. So that's certainly one difference. And then in a controlled setting with a controlled dosing, right now the paradigm is to create a setting along with a mindset to change things that are causing you suffering.
So you're not really skeptical anymore?
I'm hopeful. I've never tried it. I'm not going to. I'm just, an old cautious guy. But I believe that in whatever it is it does to the brain, there is a path to make a difference for our patients.
Dr. Jerry Rosenbaum is a psychiatrist at Mass General Hospital and director of the hospital's new Center for the Neuroscience of Psychedelics.